is born to us. A son is given, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles. Wonderful Counselor. Everybody say wonderful. He is wonderful. He's Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The scripture is out of the Old Testament, and it's the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah is actually like looking through these binoculars far ahead, 700 years to be ahead. He's looking far ahead, and what he says is, there's this child that's going to come. This child's going to come, and he's going to change the way the whole earth has operated. This child is going to come, and he's going to change everything. That's what Isaiah was saying. So my message today is called, What is this child? Or what is this child? Alrighty, now, usually in my household, for as long as I can remember, one of the men in our house always read the Christmas story. If it wasn't Pop, it was Jack and Jim. We read the Christmas story. And we usually read out of the Gospel of Luke. We usually read that one about the child being born. But today, I'm going to read out of the Gospel of John. So if you'd open up to John chapter 1. John, the author of the Gospel of John, actually has a little different message when he writes this. And I want to look at this, all right? John chapter 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God. He was God. He was the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing existed that He didn't make. This baby made everything you see, everything that is made. This is who we're talking about. Okay, verse 4. Life itself was in Him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to that light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. Even his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. They were born, reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but this rebirth comes from God. So the Word became human and lived here among us. So here we have a child born over 2,000 years ago. And this child's purpose for coming to the earth was to change how we did things, to change absolutely everything, how this earth would operate. Now, especially after this last month in Paris and San Bernardino, there's a lot of darkness. How many of you would say there's a lot of darkness going on? Yeah, it is. But it's really interesting. It's been that way for years. And if you go read your Bible, it's been that way for thousands of years. There's been a lot of darkness that's in the earth. There's been a lot of darkness, and it's a lot of bad stuff. Even way back then, before Jesus came, there was bad stuff going on. All right? And the scriptures talk about that it's even going to get worse. Oh, man, Pastor, that was a real uplifting message. But it does. But the good news, everybody say good news. The good news is Jesus came so he could get rid of this darkness. The good news is that he has come to get rid of the darkness. And he came to make a change on you and make your life much better than you ever thought. To make your life much better than you ever thought. So I'm going to go through some of these scriptures. Look at John chapter 1, verse 14. In the King James, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Well, I don't go say, well, Sherry dwelt among me. She lives in my house. Okay? So the Message Bible says it so cool. It says in the Message Bible, Jesus became flesh and blood and he moved into the neighborhood. He moved into the neighborhood. Now, doesn't that make much more sense? It's been about 6 months. We had a neighbor pull up with their big U-Haul van and they moved into the neighborhood. So Jesus, flesh and blood, Jesus moved into the neighborhood. He came to this earth. Alrighty. Now, why was this child going to come to the earth? So he could change us from the inside out. It's the reason for Christmas. It's the reason for Jesus being here. All right. Now, the interesting thing about moving into the neighborhood, he doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care about those nuts, fruits, and flakes that you have that you call family members. All right. He doesn't care what your family's like. He said, I am going to come and I'm going to move into this neighborhood and I want you to come so I can come and be inside of you. So here we have, there's this God who came down to this earth as a child and he grew up and he came into this neighborhood. Everybody say, he came into this neighborhood. He did. I'm so glad. I'm telling you, because I wouldn't be here. Now, get the Father's heart that he would send his son Jesus to come and into this neighborhood. Now, he didn't want to be far away. Far away. He didn't want to be far away. He wanted, and he wasn't like, excuse me for saying this, some of these deadbeat dads that don't even get in touch with their kids. All right. He didn't, that was not him. He wanted to be here. He wanted to be here and he wanted to have life with you. That's the message of this child. All right. Now, I love that. I love that my God loves me. I love that my Savior loves me, that he came and moved into the neighborhood. So today I just want to talk about, just real quickly, why. I love 2-year-olds. They ask you why about everything. Why? Why are we going to bed? Why are we going here? Why? Why do I have to eat that? Yeah. Ugh. All right. But I want to ask the question, why did God send his son, Jesus, into the neighborhood? I think that's a good question to get an answer to. Everybody like that question? All right. So you get to say why. Now, as I look at a lot of you, some of you I know, some of you I don't, but those that I have known for many years, you've probably had a few challenges in your life. Amen, Pastor D. You preach it. I have, all right? And sometimes we have difficulties come to our life. And some of you are here right now today, and you've got some tremendous difficulties going on in your life. But this is what I found out. This is why Jesus came. This is why God sent this child. He sent this child to show you that he would come upon this earth and he would come into the neighborhood of your life and change how your life is. All right. So aren't you glad he came into the neighborhood? I'm so glad he came into the neighborhood. All right. Now, question. Here we go. What's the result of this flesh, blood Jesus who came into the neighborhood? What is the result? So if someone wants to sell me a product, matter of fact, someone was doing a good sell job on me yesterday at a party. I was like, for real? This is a party? And she was trying to, all right, don't look at me here because you were at the party. So she was trying to, you weren't there. She was trying to sell me on a product. So I said, one, how much does it cost? About hit the ceiling. And what will it do for me? What will it do for me? So, don't you think you should know what the product is and what it'll do for you? Yeah, we're smart than a fifth grader, right? Alrighty, so, what's the result of the Word who became flesh, who came into the neighborhood? Number one, if you're taking notes. You're all taking notes because you're smarter than a fifth grader, alright? You can become a child of God. You can become a child of God. You can become a child of God. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, you don't know what I've done. I can't become a child of God. I can't become a child of God. Well, look at John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. It says, but to all who believe in him and accept him, he gave them the right. And the Greek says the power to become children of God. To all that would accept him, receive him, he gave them the power to become the children of God. Well, that's what my Bible says. Does your Bible say that? So that's, you can become a child of God. That's why he came. Now, I hate to break the news to you, but it's not automatic. Some people think it's automatic. I'm a child of God. I go to church. My mother's so-and-so. Nope. According to scriptures, it's not automatic. As a matter of fact, you have to make a choice. This morning, I had to make a choice. Should I floss my teeth or not? Because on January 8th, I got to go to the dentist. So I decided to floss. Okay? That was a choice I had to make. Some of you, a choice. Should I eat those dozen donuts or not? All right? There's a choice. And one day, all of you, it says, everybody will be confronted with this choice. It may happen today, it may happen this month or next year, but you all will have a choice. If you'd like to accept this Savior, this child who just became the Savior. So John 12, again, it says, I lost my place. But to all who would believe in him and accept him, he gave the right and the power to become a child of God. That is good news. That is a good result. Now, if you flip over to Romans 8, I have a scripture there that just says it so well. Romans 8, 17. This is the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to people who have already made the choice to become a child of God. These people have already made the choice to be a child of God. All right? Romans 12, 17. Since we are his children, we share his treasures. So if you've already made a choice, you get to share his treasures. You get to share his treasures. A good friend of mine sitting over there in the back, who I'd say, we talk about this a lot, that he has made this huge table. Just think of this huge table full of all sorts of good stuff, good food, everything that I just dream of buying at the grocery store. He has filled this table full of treasures for you. And he says, this is what happens. This is what you can have if you've accepted, received Jesus. This is for you. I like that. Now, you can stand over there and the table's over here and you can be looking and go, gosh, man, did you see that prime rib? Ooh. All right. And not take it. But you have a choice if you can take it. So the choice is a good one. Would you like to take the treasures that he's offered? And it comes, you get the treasures through accepting his son. So what does it mean to have God come into the neighborhood? Well, it means he can come into your life and he will change you from the inside out. If you choose to receive him, he will change you from the inside out. He'll come right in where you are and he will change you from the inside out. Now, so number two, the results, if you have asked Jesus, if you would receive him, this flesh and blood that comes into the neighborhood, if you would receive him, he says he would give you life. He'd give you life. Turn over to John 1, verse 4. John 1, verse 4. In the King James, it says, in him was life. Life. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. So write down, he gives, not only you can become a child of God, but he'll give you life. And I'm telling you, the most important thing as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is that he's given you life. He's given me life. I want to tell you, it was not fun prior to that. But once you and let him come in, you say, I want you, he'll give you life. He'll give you life. Now, the funny thing about when it happens, and I said, I need life. I need this life. Jesus, I need you in my life. I accept you. I accept your life. I didn't look any different right afterwards. I didn't get to that fantasy weight size 2 dress or anything like that. It didn't happen. That didn't happen. And I don't think I looked a whole lot different, but maybe I was smiling. And through time, I started acting a whole lot better. But it says, if you would receive him, he'd give you life. So I said, good, I'll take it. I'll take life. And it would come inside of me. Now, turn over to John chapter 20, verse 31. John chapter 20. It's almost at the end of the book of John. John chapter 20, verse 31. Hallelujah. He said, if you would receive him, he'd put life in you. I've had not life, and life is good with him. All right, John 20, 31. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, that by believing in him, you would have, that by believing in him, you would have life. That by believing in him, you would have life. Now, just really quick, there's two kind of lives that he gives. The first one, you probably all know. You all know John 3:16? Come on, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish but have. Okay, that's the first life that he gives you. It's everlasting. That means it doesn't end. Everlasting, doesn't end. It's another way you'll see it a lot of times. It says eternal life. Eternal life or everlasting life. That's when Jesus comes to give you life. Now, if you've had a loved one who has died, all right, and it's a sad thing, if that person has received Jesus, received life, they will live eternally. They live everlasting. Eternal, all right? So we don't have to be so sad, right? We're going to see them. So everlasting life. The second kind of life that Jesus gives you when you receive him, the life that he gives you is called the Greek word. I love my Greek. This one I can actually pronounce. Sometimes I don't pronounce them too well. This one's called Zoe, Z-O-E, Zoe, Zoe life. So Jesus comes. If he comes into your life, he will give you eternal life. And he'll also give you Zoe life. And that one, I love the Amplified. It says, to the full, to it overflows. Abundant, super abundant life. Super abundant life. Well, I like that. Now, some people go, well, I will accept this Jesus. And I'll just take the one that says I have everlasting life. That's my free pass to get out of heaven. I'll take that. Some people just want that. But listen, God is so good that he wants you to have overflowing. And he says you can also have Zoe life. Overflowing, abundant, supernatural, super, I'm trying to figure out words, okay? So therefore, when you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes and you go, Father God, I thank you for life. I thank you that I have an abundant life, and today I am glad to be your child. I thank you for this abundant life. All right? So, when you receive Jesus, you receive eternal life, right? And I'm so glad. When you receive Jesus, you receive eternal life. So you can say, Pastor D, I'm so glad. I'm going to see you in my mansion next to your castle. Ha, ha, ha. Only kidding. All right. Some of you were asleep. You didn't get it. Are you kidding me? All right. So what happens when the Savior who became flesh moved into the neighborhood? Number one, you can become a child of God. Number two, you get life. Life eternal, Zoe, abundant life. And the last one, he lights up darkness. I remember darkness in my life. I remember darkness. It was not a great place to be. And I probably smiled and pretended really big, but I had darkness in my life. And he comes to push out darkness. I've got a good scripture, verse 4 and 5. I know we keep reading them, but they're just really good. Here we go. Verse 4. Life itself was in him, and this life gives light to everyone. Light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Before Jesus came, there was darkness all over the earth because there was no Savior. There was darkness on the earth. And I just don't mean the lights went out, baby. I mean inside darkness. inside darkness. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The inside of you. It's just not a great place. It's dark, all right? So Jesus comes. Now let me back up a little bit. He's prophesied that this child's going to come, all right? And for thousands of years, especially to his own people. His own people knew that he was going to come. They knew this child was going to come and he was going to grow up to be a man and he'd be the Savior. So he finally plops on the earth. He grows up and they didn't recognize him. Are you for real? No, they didn't recognize him. And if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they actually rejected him. Most people who knew that he was going to come rejected him. Now, why did they reject him? They didn't recognize him. He didn't have long, flowy hair, and he wasn't cool. You know, people have these funny things, what it should be. So they probably go, nah, that couldn't be the Savior. He just doesn't look like, you don't look like a Savior, nah. And they rejected him. The Savior that they'd had years lots and lots of prophecies saying, I'm sending someone to give you light and to get rid of darkness. And he came and they missed it and they rejected him. All right. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember a very, very dark time in my life where it was just dark. There was a lot of problems in my life, though I just performed quite well. And people have bad things happen in their life, dark things, tough things happen in their life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You've had things that you thought, no way. And all of a sudden, bad things and situations hit your life. And I'm sure somebody's going through it right now here today. But that's exactly why Jesus came. That those dark times, those the bad problems, the situations, that's why this child came. That's why he came. All right. So he came. So number one, you would never have to be alone. Now, some of you have big families. You can be alone in a big family. Some of you, you're just rejected by everybody. He came so he would you'd never be alone and he'd never reject you. He came to light up your light. That's why we do the Christmas tree lights. He came to light up your life. He came to light up your life. And the Bible says that darkness couldn't squish it. Darkness could not extinguish it. When the light comes in, it cannot go out. All right, but you have a choice to make. So today, I'd like to give you all an opportunity. If you've never become a child of God, if you've never received this life, and you've got darkness, today is probably the best Christmas present you can give yourself. So I've been shopping for about a month here, and it's really hard. I just always see things. I want to buy a Christmas present for myself. So I will tell you, I'll fess up. I went home with a few things for me. And I told my son, this is what you owe me, and you can wrap it up, okay? Because he's not a shopper here. So, but listen, this is the one gift you can give yourself, and you don't have to feel bad about it. Matter of fact, it'll change your life. It'll change your life. So if you're here, I'm just going to ask just real quietly, quickly here, just bow your heads as a point of reverence and close your eyes. Don't think about anybody. They're not thinking about you, okay? I want to give you an opportunity to know this child, to know this Savior. His name is Jesus. And maybe your life is full of darkness, and maybe you're just going through a really tough time, or maybe you just need help, all right? There's a Savior that came to this earth. And his name is Jesus. And he said, if you would believe in him, it says in John, simply, if you would believe in him, I'm telling you, it's not hard. It's not complicated. If you would believe in him, all you have to do in order to become a child of God, in order to have life, in order to have darkness go, is to believe in him. Believe it. Listen, some of you believe your spouse just loves you like you're the number one in the world. Okay, this one's even better. Would you believe in this child? He's called the Savior. All right, now, I'm telling you, it's not complicated. And believing in the Savior doesn't mean you join a church. Okay? It's simply, would you choose to receive the Savior? Because you need to be a child of God, and you need life, and you need light. So if you're here today and you just real quietly, well, you don't make noise anyway when you do that, but just raise your hand and say, Pastor D, you know, I've been thinking about this. If I were to stand before the Lord and this would be the day I just took my last breath, I don't know where I'd spend eternity. I don't know if I'd spend eternity in heaven. I'm really not sure. Or else maybe you'd say, Pastor D, I've got some dark areas in my life. And Pastor D, I sure would like that light of Jesus to come in my life and just push it all out. It hurts, and I'm tired of it. Pastor D, I'd like to receive this Jesus. So if that's you, would you just raise your hand? Everybody's got their eyes closed. I'm the only one that's allowed to peek. You hear me? All right. So if you just say, I see that hand over there. I see that hand over there. Thank you. So anybody else, you'd say, Pastor D, I want a relationship with Jesus. I see your hand. You can put it down. I want a relationship. I want to be a child of God. I want some life in my life. I want light to push out the darkness. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. Okay. Now, if you raise your hand, we're all going to pray with you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to make you do a cartwheel because that would look ugly. All right. But we're going to pray with you out loud. The whole congregation's going to pray with you. Okay. But you need to pray so you hear it. And the rest of you, we're going to pray with them. All right. So when we pray, this is what's going to happen. Jesus, the Savior, this baby who was a baby, who's not, he's the Savior, is going to come into your life. And he's going to change everything in your life. I'm telling you, life is going to be different and it'll be good. All righty. So just say this, everybody after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on a cross to take my sin debt. I open my heart right now. Jesus, I invite you in. My God, hallelujah. Thank you. I receive you now as my Savior, as my Lord. I'm now a child of God. I now have life. I have you. Amen. My sins are washed away. I have eternal life. And I can boldly say, Jesus is my Savior. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Let's just, hallelujah. There are several people that raised your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, this is the greatest present that we can ever receive. Thank you that you have just filled these people's lives with your light. They are children of God. Their lives will never be the same. I thank you for great change and greater years ahead of them. Hallelujah. Those of you that raised your hand afterwards, if you come up and say, Pastor D, high five, that was me. I'd love to just chat your ear off. But the rest of you, let's stand. We have a saying around here. You ready? Stand up. My favorite. I got to stand so you can see me. Here we go. You ready? Now, all you home church people, you already know this, so would you be loud? Ready? I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and I am blessed going out. Everything I set my hands to, I prosper in, and I am light. Amen. Y'all have a merry, merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Go show friendly. Go be, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.